T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow, you just, I wish you said that on the air. That was spectacular. Folks, you just missed, I'm going to try to get Kendra to say what she just said off the air, on the air in a minute. David, Sue, and Kendra, Morning Magic. We talked about tipping on Friday.
Oh my goodness.
Sum it up for us, Sue.
Yeah, well, we talk about tipping, and I think you and I are pretty generous in tippers, and Kendra is, you know, self-proclaimed kind of
cheapskate.
Cheap.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
No, she is. And
I
so,
tip at restaurants when I go out to dinner, but that's, you know.
And even then, probably not 20%. She's always like, oh, she goes and gets her nails done. And she, even if it's a $40 pedicure, she'll say, well, I just leave $5 because I don't go that. What? I don't go that often.
I don't go that often.
I go like once every 6 months.
What does that matter?
Because if I was a regular and I had like a regular person, I would probably do it better because I would know that I'm coming back. But I only go, like, I don't make appointments. I do walk-ins.
But then you're still stiffing somebody because they're getting a 20% tip from most customers, and then you come, and even if you get a mani-pedi and it comes to $80 and you should tip $16.
Oh, I don't pay $80.
You give them $5.
It usually comes to about like $25 for my manicure, and then it's like at most $40.
It's $40 and you walk out the door.
Yeah. I've never
heard. I'll give $5 for the pedicure, $5 for the manicure.
Where do you go? I've never heard of $40 for a mani and a pedi.
Yeah. I get the basic, 27. It's usually 27 for one and like 25 for the other. So maybe not 40, maybe 50.
But or, five and or five. 60.
The price is going up.
Never.
And the tip is staying
right,
the same.
Right, but think about it.
I mean, if you listen to yourself, I only go once in a while. These are people who are handling people's feet.
Yeah,
and
every
fingers
day.
All day, 8, 10, whatever it is.
Right.
And however often you go, like if their whole day was filled with people who only go once in a while, there would be no tips for
them.
Right,
and they make usually a low hourly wage because the bulk of their income is the tips. That's what they count on.
In fact, if you went all the time, I would think then you could relax a little bit on the tip. Like if
yeah,
I was
like
a steady customer all the time and I'd be, yeah, exactly.
Because
then you go, look, I'll get you next time. I'm going to give you $5 this time, but I'm going to give you $10 next time or something.
God.
Like that. And the other thing that we talked about Friday, and there was an example of this just this morning, was the drive-thru. Because Sue got coffee for everybody this morning.
Yep.
And was there a tip cup at the drive-thru?
There is. And Kendra's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And it's a white mug, like
is it
a coffee
Dunkin' Donuts,
cup.
Was it right here? Was
it's
it?
Right on Route 1.
Yeah, okay.
It's right on Route 1. And so I go, and what do? I gave the server $1. It was only a $6
But now
bill.
Does that person get to take that home, or they have to split everything?
They might have to split it with people, because there's people running in the back getting the stuff, and then they're serving it out the window, but whatever.
I've never seen a tip cup at a drive-thru ever. And everyone I talked to is like, I don't ever tip at a drive-thru.
Well, that's because those are your people. But
no,
she's found the places that don't.
I never have cash in a drive-thru. You pay on your phone, and they're getting an hourly wage.
If you pay on your phone, some apps, I don't know if the Dunkin' app has this, I think the Starbucks app has it, where after you do your order, you go, now what would you like to tip?
Right. I never see that on my apps.
And you should have, don't you have a couple bucks in your car? You should have some
money. And even when I pay with a card, I'll take a buck out and give it to them to put in the jar.
You have dollar bills in your pocket, like $1 bills?
We are going to bring her around on this. It's going to take more time than I thought. But we're going to bring Kendra around on this. We'll have to get somebody on the phone who can speak with some authority about being on the receiving end or not
in a drive-through. I tip other places, just not in a
drive-through.
You don't
tip enough.
Yep. 617-931-1067. Do you work in a drive-through window, or do you work in fast food or something? Some of those places where there are tip cups when you place your order and tip cups when you cash out.
Mm-hmm.
And what do people leave? Do they just round up? Do they, whatever
put
you hand
change.
Back the change, they put it right in the cup, or do they dig into their wallet and get a little more?
I'll do the change.
I want to hear from people who count on that stuff for their living. I'll do the change.
Here's
your 18 cents for your manicure.
Right. And if it's a quarter, she keeps it.
Right. 6 months, anything silver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.